We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Taught everybody that listens to you how to bring clarity to issues.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning. 6:47 here on a Monday morning, Martin Luther King Day. Now, three big things.
Three.
Folks in Hawaii want answers after missile attack, false alarm.
Two.
Congress wrestles with saving DACA immigration plan.
One.
Man shot while taking down Christmas decorations in southeast Wichita. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And things are getting slippery out there. We've got a traffic accident eastbound Kellogg near the Central Business District. We also have reports of slide-offs coming in. Watch out for some slippery areas north of Wichita. Southbound I-135 at 85th Street North. Report of a couple of slide-offs there. Traffic on KNSS brought to you by Joe DeBravin, Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman in the East Henry Street Mall and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
Mostly cloudy with morning snow, plunging temperatures to a low of 15 degrees. Sunday's high, by the way, was 47. Mostly clear and cold tonight, the overnight low, zero. Tuesday, sunny and cold, tomorrow's high, 14. Now light snow, 33 degrees, north wind at 15 miles per hour. KNSS weather is brought to you by The Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. The menu can be found at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. 6:48 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on, as I said, a federal holiday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The stock market's fabulous start to 2018 carried through its second week. Rising retailers pushed stocks indexes farther into record territory Friday. Interest rates also climbed after a report showed that a key component of inflation accelerated last month. The S&P 500 rose over 18 points, the Dow climbed to 228, and the NASDAQ rose 49 points. Airbus says it will stop making its costly A380 Super Jumbo if it can't strike a long-term deal with the airline Emirates for a steady supply of the planes. Airbus chief salesman John Leahy told reporters, if we can't work out a deal with Emirates, there's no choice but to shut down the program. Said the airline is the only one who has the ability to commit to a minimum of 6 planes a year for a minimum of 8 to 10 years, which Airbus needs to make the program viable. The double-decker A380 worldwide attention when it drew worldwide attention when it launched a decade ago, but has long met questions as to whether it could generate enough demand. So the fate of the A380, the super jumbo Airbus jet, looks like it's in limbo today. Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg and Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey will be leaving the board of the Walt Disney Company. Neither executive will stand for re-election in March, a Disney spokesperson said. It's become increasingly difficult for them to avoid conflict relating to board matters. With Disney planning to put ESPN online, Twitter live streaming sports like NFL football, and Facebook prioritizing, thank you for that, AP.
You got it.
Live video, online video is a likely area of overlap, so there could be some conflicts there.
Hmm.
And the owner of a Virginia seafood company has been charged with conspiracy to defraud the federal government by mixing foreign crab meat with Atlantic blue crab, then labeling the blended seafood and selling it to customers as a U.S. product.
Really?
James Casey, owner and president of Casey Seafood, was charged Friday with violating the Lacey Act, a law that prohibits trafficking in illegal wildlife. So you can't mix your foreign crab with your Atlantic blue crab. It's just not done.
Yeah.
6:51
now. It isn't kosher.
6:51 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. And it's time for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, talking about the markets. Could they crash in 2018? Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Stephen. Happy Martin Luther King Day. I hope everybody is observing this properly. Well, a stock market crash is defined as a sudden cliff decline in stock values across most sectors of the stock market. Now, we've heard all the words, doomsday, Armageddon, judgment day, day of reckoning, bubble burst. Well, when will the inevitable correction take place? Well, we have enjoyed a steady market ascent since it bottomed out on March 9th of 2009. Remember the recession? Well, the S&P 500 index was below 700, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at 6,547. 9 years later, they are hovering around 2,700. That's 2,000 points higher for the S&P, and 25,000, respectively, for the Dow. We've enjoyed a 20-plus percent increases in 2017 in the major indices, according to multiple online index trackers, including Fortune magazine. In 2018, it'll all come crashing down. Well, according to Kane Brennan of Goldman Sachs Investment Company, we all think that equities will continue to outperform in 2018. J.P. Morgan asset management analysts warned that investors should expect much greater volatility next year or this year, and as the Fed raises interest rates, a market slowdown later in the year is what they're predicting. Of 15 major investment firms predicting, just one, Citigroup, projects that the S&P 500 index will be slightly lower than it ended in 2017. Now, no one can predict the stock market, you know, whether it's going to end up or down this year. The perfect example is economist Mark Faber telling CNBC in 2017 that investors are on the Titanic with a gut-wrenching drop that would rival the greatest crashes in the stock market history. Another prophetic economist, Andrew Smithers, warned last year the U.S. markets were 80% overvalued. Translated, the markets will drop 80%. Well, none of that happened in 2017. However, there may be a cataclysmic natural disaster, extreme worldwide terrorism, or a major shift in government that rattles the stock market enough to effectively lower its value. But by looking at economic growth in jobs, wages, increasing and consumer sentiment riding high, we're spending and it's helping major corporations continue to grow. Work with your certified financial planner to develop an asset allocation that allows for growth but protects if the markets are roiled. There are very few guarantees against volatility, but knowing that markets could move should inspire diversification. So if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
The markets won't go down today then, huh?
Well, they're not open today.
That's what I mean. See,
so I guess that's a good point.
making one of my astute observations there. All
yes,
right.
Amazing.
Today is National Hat Day. Of course, millions will participate. Hats may be worn for safety and protection, religious reasons, ceremonial reasons, warmth or fashion. In the Middle Ages, hats were an indicator of social status. In the military, hats may denote one's nationality, branch of service, rank, and or regiment. Millinery is the designing and manufacturing of hats. Of course, your good friend Hatman Jax, he's got all the hats you need down there in Delano. But
I was going to say, did Jack Kellogg start this day today or something?
Yeah, he goes back to the fifth century, and Jack's been around ever since then. He's not that old. He's not that old, okay? Hey, listen, Martin Luther King Day, a lot of people are, I don't know, a good many people taking a three-day weekend, and a little slick out there this morning, and so we want to caution everybody to drive safely, and you too. You take care of yourself, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Don, 6:55 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 7 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Man shot in southeast Wichita while taking down Christmas decorations. We've got the story, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.